next on the Michigan Business Network. And I'm going to wrap up my conversation with Tom Borg, business coach and consultant. Tom, it seems like a theme in our discussion today has been about how to improve the behavior of your employee team, how to improve and express a good positive company culture. So when we talk about positive influences, what are some personal things the small business owner can do to improve team behavior in a small business?
Well, one of the first things is to stop complaining and start doing more praising. I always tell my clients, hey, praise pays. And people love to hear about what they're doing right. And that's one of the best ways to provide feedback that's going to keep people motivated and on the right trail. So when you do have to give them constructive instruction, then they'll be more open to that because they're getting a good balance of positive praise. So that's one of the first things, is start praising more and complaining less. A second comes from Dale Carnegie. He says, hey, you know what? One of the best ways to change a person's behavior is call attention to their mistakes indirectly. So don't just say to them, hey, you stupid idiot, you really screwed up here. But rather, hey, you know, I noticed last week that project was going a little slow. Any reasons why that was happening that way? And give people a chance to explain. And at the same time, this allows them to save face in that respect. And that leads me to the next one, saving face, which means don't embarrass people in front of their peers. If you do have to discipline somebody, maybe they're coming in late too often, or maybe they're just not as fast on the job as they need to be, or they need to develop additional skills, pull them aside and ask them a little bit more about the situation and give them some positive feedback that allow them to correct what they're doing. But don't embarrass them. I can't tell you how often that happens out there. And does nothing. It does nothing for that individual employee, let alone all the other people that are observing the spectacle, because heck, they don't want to make a mistake and be embarrassed like that as well. So that's a great way to encourage people not to risk and not to try to improve things by stepping out of their comfort zone. Another one I have here is when you're going to talk about a person's mistakes, first start out by talking about your own mistakes, the mistakes that you made, maybe when you're in a similar position as this person, or maybe just the fact that by discussing the situation in such a way, you're going to show that you're a human being and it's okay to make mistakes, just like this other person. So that's an important one. Another one on my list, one of my most favorite ones, is when you see something that you need to correct in an individual, as you enlighten them about what is possible, let them know that it's not that big of a deal. It can be changed. It's easy to correct. You just need to do a few things differently, and it's not like you have to move the earth to get that kind of a result. So make the fault seem easy to correct. That's a simple way of doing it. Another one I picked up from a book some time ago, Corporate Culture, it was discussing the idea of cabelling. That's what he called it, cabelling, which is bragging about people when they're not around, because you can count on it that information is going to get back to that individual that, oh, hey, so-and-so was saying some great things about me. And again, this gives that person a positive expectation to live up to. So brag about your people behind their back. That's one of the best ways to do it. And then, give them a chance to fail. Encourage people to try things out and that it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to fail. Hey, it's okay to lose a few bucks, because in the long run, we're going to gain by expanding that comfort zone that we all have as individual employees or managers. So that's a big one. That's something I'd really like to emphasize here today.
Well, Tom, it seems like for a small business owner, you've got enough to do running the business, managing the finances, sales, all that kind of stuff. But on top of that, it sounds like you're saying you've got to really model behavior for your employees. They are, if you want a good company culture, employees are watching you, watching how you act, how you interact with your management team, how you interact with the rest of the employees. And that's, I guess that can be kind of a big burden if you're an entrepreneur.
Yes, it can. And again, that's why it's important to have some assistance in there. Maybe you have a HR person in there, or maybe an assistant manager that takes on some of that responsibility. It can be some of your eyes and ears as well. And hey, let's bring in an outside trainer or consultant when you need one, because they can be well worth the money you invest in them. But it also proves to your employees that you really feel that they're worth something because you're investing something in them. So that's critical.
Tom, how do our listeners find out more about the great work you do at Tom Borg Consulting?
Mike, it's real easy. All they need to do is go to my website at tomborg.com or they call our office number at 734-404-5909.
Tom, as always, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Mike.
You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.